Matt, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Preparing for this Ravens offense, how do they look differently from what you saw last year in the AFC Championship game?
Obviously, the Ravens are off to a phenomenal start here, and certainly we will have our work cut out for us, doing a great job rushing the ball, also in the passing game, keeping it very balanced from an offensive attack standpoint, and then mixing a little bit of their what appears to be hurry up or no huddle offense, change the pace of the game. So they're doing a great job, this year. And we certainly got our work cut out for us.
Matt, you mentioned that sort of change of pace stuff. How new is that for them?
I think every offense has some aspect of change the pace, in your system, whatever it is. 2 minute no huddle, whatever you want to call it. But obviously, it looks like they've tried to implement it this year a little bit more than maybe in the past, and are getting some excellent production out of it. So certainly, will be something we'll have to contend with.
You think the incorporation of more sort of no huddle or hurry up offense is a result of some of the personnel that they have in place now, or is it the development of some of the guys that maybe they didn't have in seasons previous?
I would just say that obviously, it's something they feel is a weapon they can go to that has a lot of production and is working for them right now. So I think, they have tremendous skill players across the board, whether you're talking about the wide receivers, Bolden, obviously, and Smith, phenomenal. And Jacoby Jones is doing a great job for them along with their tight ends, Pitta and Dickinson, and obviously Ray Rice out of the backfield, is a problem. So. But they switch it up. They'll go to their two-back stuff and put, Leach in there and let him, be the fullback in the two-back situation and really have a great balanced offense, multiple personnel that they can run with an offensive line that's doing a great job at both running the ball and protecting the quarterback.
Certainly Rice has been a guy that's been a factor for a long time, but Pitta is sort of a new emerger. I think he had 15 targets in week, and they seem to flex him out, split him out a little bit. Is he a guy that you really have to focus on in your preparation this week?
I definitely think he's someone that, we'll have to definitely know where he is out on the field. But along with all their skill players, they really have great skill that they can put a lot of different positions out on the field and be very effective. So I think he fits in well with what they try to do. And obviously, certainly, they had a productive game there, so he'll be something that obviously they like to target.
Matt, in the first game, you guys used Razai Dowling as the nickel, come in on the nickel, play on the outside. This past game, it was Sterling Moore. What made Moore the better choice for that role than Dowling?
I would say every week we just try to put the best game plan together we can, depending on what the opponent does. And all of our players are multiple role players, so everyone's ready to go at any time and to play different positions out on the field. So really just, for us, it's just kind of having everybody ready to go and putting the proper people on the field, for the situation.
For Razai, what does he have to do to sort of reemerge here? He actually didn't play at all in this most recent game.
I think with all of our guys, what we're just looking for from everybody is just when the stage we're at as a defense right now, as a defense as a whole, we're just trying to get better every day, work on our fundamentals and just try to improve, from week to week. So I think as a defense, that's just what we're trying to do.
Physically for him, how much do you see him still being affected by what limited him last year injury-wise?
I think each season is a new season, so we're really just focused on this year and what we're trying to, to get done and improve overall, like I said, as a defense. So I think everyone's out there just trying to get better.
When you sort of sum up what the defense's work through two games, what are you most pleased about, Matt?
I think right now, as a defense, what we're really just focused on is Baltimore. I think we obviously have a huge challenge ahead of us. And getting ready for the Ravens and trying to, improve. So we're going to try to take each week, no matter what game it is, and try to take, Monday of that week to go over the corrections we need to make, get better, learn from, and then, by this time in the week, Tuesday, we're really focused on Baltimore and really trying to look ahead for the opponent.
What do you attribute the success you guys have had on third down to?
Like I said, I just think every week we just try to get better at, all the different aspects of of the defense. I think first and foremost, our guys work extremely hard every week. They come in, they study our opponents, study the different parts of the game plan, and obviously, we're just working hard to improve every week. So, I think, we have some areas that we're doing okay in and some areas that we obviously need to improve, and that's where we're trying to focus.
How does Flacco look different to you from what you've seen this year, from maybe when you were preparing to face his defense, coach against his defenses in the past?
I think, Flacco as a quarterback just, in general right now is doing an excellent job of distributing the ball around. He's getting the ball out to everybody and also obviously running the offense from a standpoint of, getting guys lined up and ready to go and getting the calls and the communication out. Looks like he just has a great control over what they're doing and an understanding of what they're trying to do offensively. And like I said, is just doing a good job getting the ball distributed to the open receiver.
Flacco probably isn't the most mobile of guys back there in the pocket. Is it a week where you particularly emphasize getting this guy to move off his spot so that he can be throwing on the run or under duress or pressure?
I think in general you just got to be prepared to, go out and try to play the situation and the call the best we can, no matter, what that call is. I think, again, this is a tough guy, extremely tough guy that can hang in the pocket and make those really good tight throws, whether, it's a three-man, four-man, five-man, or blitz, it doesn't really matter. I mean, he can make all those throws. So I think it's, we just got to do a good job in our coverage and a good job with the calls that we have to defend him.
A final question from Matt Patricia.
Matt, I obviously work with Dean Pees. Now he's with the Ravens. What were some of the main things you took away as a coach from working with Dean Pees?
Dean is a great coach, obviously has a tremendous knowledge, of the game, and was just a phenomenal person for me to work with and learn from, and just from his whole aspect of the way that he looked at opponents' offenses and how he coordinated the defense and just how he, was able to game plan every week in the specific situations. It was really, really great to be able to, work with him and learn from him.